Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. I know it's been a while since I've been on to do a podcast, but I just wanted to drop in with you all this morning and share this message that God gave me on yesterday. I was praying to God for different things and for people that had been reaching out to me. And as I was praying, God stopped me and he spoke and he said these words. God said, "Tell my people that I am the source to their life." And I said, "Okay, God." So as I began to keep praying, God stopped me again and he gave me an example. God said, just like we need electricity in our home for the things in our home to work correctly, we need to plug him into our life for our life can line up the way that he has called it to line up. God said to tell them to plug me into their life and watch how their life begins to make changes. So, as I got finished praying, I went on my social media page on Facebook, and I posted the post, and I was like, that is so true. If we as people plug God into our life, there is no doubt what God can and will do for us. But we have to plug God in and keep God in our life for things to go as he has planned it to go. When we plug God into our life, things will begin to change. We will begin to see things different, look at things different. You know, as I went through all the things I went through, I knew everything was necessary. So I had to plug Jesus into my life. I had to get that relationship with God. I had to lean and depend on God when I was going through all of the things I was going through. And when God gave me that word on yesterday morning, I said, "God, you're absolutely right. This is so true." So I shared it with my Facebook friends and family, the word that he had gave me. But I wanted to come on this morning on my podcast just to talk a little bit about it. You know, we as people, you know, we seem to sometimes forget about God. But when we run into a storm, or when God brings a storm into our life, he is the first person we call on. I know I did. I've done it several times. But now I'm at a stage in my life where I put God first and no other person. When you put God first and keep him at the head of your life, things will begin to line up the way God has called it to line up. You know, we just have to trust God and put all our trust in God and not man. Because man will fail us every time. We have to keep God at the head of our life. You know, when I lost my baby in 2017, I felt like there was no hope, like there was no reason for me to keep going. But God would speak, he would speak these different things to me as I was going through it. He kept giving me different scriptures, different words, and God had begun showing me a little of my future. And sometimes, you know, the vision that God gives us, it has to carry us, because that vision that God gave you, it would carry you when you feel like, you know, you just can't go on, when you feel weak, when you feel like you want to give up. That vision God gave you would carry you to a certain extent. And that's what it did. That's what God did for me. Like, some days I would feel like I just couldn't go on. And on those days I felt like that, God would pour more strength into me. And the more strength He poured into me, the more I kept getting up and going. But that message that God gave me yesterday, I was so like, God, you know, this is so true. It was a powerful word. And I'm like, God, this is so powerful. Like, if people would plug God into their life, oh, what a change their life will make. So, you know, being that things happen in our life and we just feel like there's no hope, there's no way out, God will come through just in the nick of time and give you what you need to make it through. So yes, I just wanted to come on just to share a little of that message that God gave me on yesterday. And the only thing I can say and what I will leave you with is plug into Jesus and watch how your life changes for the better. I love you all with the love of Jesus. Continue to keep your faith. Continue to trust in God. And know that God will never leave you nor forsake you.